Raja Jana Raja Jana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Raja Jana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Raja Jana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Raja Jana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Advaita Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Advaita Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
श्री श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय, शिला प्रभुपाद की जय, गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम ज्ञानातिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। निगमकल्पतरुर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखादमृता ध्रुवसंयुतं विभत भागवतरसमालयं मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावका। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं धीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, entitled Prahlad Instructs His Demoniac Schoolmates. Text number 24. Tasmat sarveshu bhuteshu Tasmat sarveshu bhuteshu Dayam कुरुता सौहृदम् दयां कुरुता सौहृदम् भावम् आसुरम् उन्मुच्य भावम् आसुरम् उन्मुच्य यया तुष्यति अदोक्षजः यया तुष्यत्यजोक्षजः तस्मात् सर्वेषु भूतेषु दयां कुरुत सौहृदं भावम् आसुरम् उन्मुच्य यया तुष्यत्यजोक्षजः। Hare Krishna, devotees, please.
Tasma sarveshu bhuteshu ya tushyatya dokshajaha तस्मात् सर्वेषु भूतेषु या पुरुषं सौहृदं भावमासुरमुन्मुच्य यया तुष्यत्यदोक्षजः तस्मात् सर्वेषु भूतेषु धायां सुरुषां सहृदां भावमाश्रमुन्मुच्य Yaya tushya tadoksha jayaha.
Mataji, please. Tasmat sarveshu bhuteshu
dayam kuruta sahrudam
bhavamashridam unmuchya
yaya dushyatya dokshajaha tasmat sarveshu bhuteshu dayam kuruta sahrudam bhavamashramun muchya yaya tushyatya dokshaja tasmat sarveshu bhuteshu dayam kuruta sahrudam bhavamashramun muchya yaya tushyatya dokshaja.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Therefore, my dear young friends born of demons, please act in such a way that the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the conception of material knowledge, will be satisfied. Give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity or duality. Show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. Translation, please repeat. Therefore, my dear young friends, born of demons, please act in such a way that the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the conception of material knowledge, will be satisfied. Give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity or duality. Show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18.55 Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yascha smitatpataha. Quote, one can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. Unquote. Prahlad Maharaj ultimately instructed his class friends, the sons of demons, to accept the process of devotional service by preaching the science of Krishna consciousness to everyone. Preaching is the best service to the Lord. The Lord will immediately be extremely satisfied with one who engages in this service of preaching Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 18.69. Nachatasman manushyeshu kaschinme priyakrittamaha. Quote, there is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Unquote. If one sincerely tries his best to spread Krishna consciousness by preaching the glories of the Lord and His supremacy, even if he is imperfectly educated, he becomes the dearmost servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is bhakti. As one performs his service for humanity without discrimination between friends and enemies, the Lord becomes satisfied and the mission of one's life is fulfilled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised everyone to become a guru devotee and preach Krishna consciousness. Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesha. That is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By such preaching, the preacher becomes satisfied and those to whom he preaches are also satisfied. This is the process of bringing peace and tranquility to the entire world.
Boktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhrdam sarvabhutanam jnatva mam shantim ruchati.
One is expected to understand these three formulas of knowledge concerning the Supreme Lord, that He is the supreme enjoyer, that He is the proprietor of everything, and that He is the best well-wisher and friend of everyone. A preacher should personally understand these truths and preach them to everyone. Then there will be peace and tranquility all over the world. The word sauhrdam, friendliness, is very significant in this verse. People are generally ignorant of Krishna consciousness, and therefore, to become their best well-wisher, one should teach them about Krishna consciousness without discrimination. Since the Supreme Lord Vishnu is situated in the core of everyone's heart, everybody is the temple of Vishnu. One should not misuse this understanding as an excuse for such word as Daridra Narayana. If Narayana lives in the house of a Daridra, a poor man, this does not mean that Narayana becomes poor. He lives everywhere, in the house of the poor and the house of the rich. But in all circumstances, he remains Narayana. To think that he becomes either poor or rich is a material calculation. He is always Shadaishwarya Purno, full in opulences, full in six opulences in all circumstances.
Mukham karoti vajalam pangam langai te girim yat kripatamaham andeshi girim dinadaranam paramananda madam shri chaitanya ishwaram katanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavetu smrite vipareetam syat shri chaitanya mamitam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prashtaya bhutale shrimate jay pataka swamiti namne nama acharya padaya nitaka prabhadaya nigaur kata damtaya nagar gamtaya.
Hare Krishna. Translation: therefore, my dear young friends born of demons, please act in such a way that the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the conception of material knowledge, will be satisfied. Give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity or duality. Show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. Hare Krishna. This verse is one of the purport of this verse is the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada has very beautifully brought out the objective and mission of life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this verse. So we'll go into the little more in detail how it is so. I'm sure all of you must be more than aware about the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is to spread the holy names of the Lord all over the world without any discrimination. Here in this verse, there are a few points which we'll address before we go into that. So here Srila Prahlad Maharaj is advising his demoniac friends. What he is advising? He is advising them to act in such a way that Supreme Lord is satisfied. So first everybody must know who is the Supreme Lord, who we are, and what is our relationship, that is Sambandha Jnana. Then comes the acting, that is the process, Abhideya. Then comes the ultimate object of all these activities, that is Prayojana. So, Samanda Abhideya Prayojana. So, here Prahlad Maharaj is advising his friends to act in such a way that Supreme Lord is satisfied. So, we also have heard from Srila Rupa Goswami అబౌట్ అక్సెప్టింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఫేవరబుల్ ఫార్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. అనుకూల్యస్య సంకల్ప ప్రతికూలస్య వర్జన. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఫండమెంటల్ హింట్ దట్ ఈస్ గివన్ బై రూప గోస్వామి, ఐడియా దట్ ఈస్ గివన్ బై రూప గోస్వామి టు ఫార్ ఆల్ ద ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ డివోటీస్ హౌ వీ క్యాన్ ఓవర్కమ్ ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ స్టేజ్ ఇన్ లైఫ్, ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ యాక్టివిటీ దట్ వీ కమ్ అక్రాస్ ఇన్ లైఫ్, వెదర్ టు డూ ఇట్ ఆర్ నాట్ టు డూ ఇట్. టు అవాయిడ్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఇస్ accept that is everything that is favorable for devotional service and reject which is not favorable for devotional service. The second point here Prahlad Maharaj makes is give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity or duality. So here Prahlad Maharaj is explaining giving up of demoniac nature. So how do we give up this nature? How do we overcome all our attachments? How do we overcome dualities? There is a beautiful verse in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where there is a discussion between Narad Muni and the Nava Yogendras. Nava Yogendras are nine sons, nine of the 100 sons of Rishabdev. So while discussing his beautiful verse he is quoting where he says bhakti pareshanubhavo viraktir anyatra chaisa trika eka kalaha prapadyamanasya yatatnasyu tushti pushti kshutapayonu gasan. So here it is explained that bhakti, direct experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and virakti, these things happen simultaneously when someone has taken up the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here in this verse it is compared to tushti pushti kshutapayonu gasan. Tushti means, what is tushti? Satisfaction. And pushti, nourishment. And kshutapayonu gasan means absence of hunger. So here when someone takes up to the process of devotional service or taking shelter of the devotional lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, automatically three things happens. What is that? Bhakti, we are advancing in bhakti. The next one is we get direct perception, direct experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by this process automatically one gets detached. So this is compared to the every morsel of food that is taken in by a hungry person. When he eats every morsel of food, automatically he gets satisfaction and he gets nourishment, and automatically his hunger moves away. So for detachment purpose, one need not go or undergo so many different types of austerities. Only requirement is to attach oneself to Krishna and his devotional service. And the third point here is show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. So this is a beautiful point. So what is the greatest welfare activity that one can perform? That is to give Krishna consciousness and awaken the Krishna consciousness which is there dormant in all the living entities. So we are going to go a little more detail into this third point, which is the crux of this verse, that is to show mercy to all living entities. So we have seen in the history of all our acharyas who have imbibed this particular aspect as their life and soul in all the acharyas' life. Going back to Advaita Acharya, he was praying, he was suffering so much. How these conditioned souls are so much afflicted by so many
conditioned nature, anger, greed, exploitation, all these things. So he was praying with the Ganges water and tulsi leaves, and he was praying every day that the Lord should appear. The Lord should appear to remove these sufferings of these conditioned souls. So he was so merciful. He is thinking about others. He is thinking about all the conditioned souls that are existing and that is to come in the future. And then appeared Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is to somehow or other give this love of God to everybody. When Lord Krishna came into this world during Dwapar Yuga, he gave so many instructions. And this final instruction was that Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Abandon all types of religion and just surrender unto me. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated personally how one should conduct himself as a devotee. So he demonstrated to us, all of us, practically how to lead a devotee's life. So in Krishna Leela, this love of Godhead was restricted to few sets of individuals only. The few close associates of Lord Krishna. It was not available to each and everybody. But in Chaitanya Leela, which is described as Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, most munificent. Why? Because the object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is to give Krishna Prema to everybody without discrimination, without qualification, to each and every soul in this world. He wanted to give this Krishna Prema to everybody. So he opened the storehouse of love for each and everybody to relish. And that is why he's during the course of discussion between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Namacharya Haridas Thakur, so he's asking, I'm full of anxiety. How these souls are going to come out of this conditioned nature? How these yavanas and lechas are going to come out of this conditioned nature? So Haridas Thakur is telling, don't worry. Mahaprabhu, please don't worry. Oh, Supreme Lord, please don't worry. So, by the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, one can immediately come out of this predicament. So, that is the role of each and every follower. That should be the role of each and every follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is to give that comfort level to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because if Supreme Personality of Godhead is satisfied, how we satisfy? Because the Lord is very anxious how to give this Krishna Prem to everybody. So we all have a role to play in giving this Krishna consciousness to each and every individual we come across. So that is quoted here, Yare Deka Tareha, Krishna Upadesh. What is Krishna Upadesh? Krishna's instructions. So whomsoever we come across, we give these instructions of Krishna how to lead. What is the way to lead our life? So by participating in this endeavor, we can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada has lived this particular instruction throughout his life. There are two things. Srila Prabhupada went to the West to follow the instruction of his spiritual master. But deep within his heart, he had the merciful nature to give this Krishna consciousness to every living entity around the world without discrimination. So that's why, because of his purity, because of his hankering to give Krishna consciousness to everybody, he was able to successfully distribute this Krishna consciousness. That hankering, that mood of hankering, that mood of mercy, we all should inculcate in ourselves. I'm sure all of you present here are engaged in some preaching activity or the other.
So I heard in one of the lectures where it is mentioned by His Holiness Jayaprathak Maharaj, anyone who innovatively finds out a way and mean to give Krishna consciousness to the individuals according to their acceptable standards, then he is in the Raghavanuga Bhakti. Because he is thinking how to give Krishna consciousness to these devotees. So nowadays we are engaged in preaching in different areas. For example, book distribution, then prasad distribution, then Harinam Sankirtan, and in some places we go for outreach program, we have Bhakti Viksha programs, we have counseling programs, then we have study circles. So different programs are there, and there are separate programs for the children, separate program for the youth, corporate programs. So different programs are there. All these programs are different inventions how to package the Krishna consciousness to suit or awaken the dormant nature within each and every conditioned soul's heart. I remember once in the Middle East, sorry, I'm going back to Middle East every time when I give a class. So once in the Middle East, we wanted to start programs in a new place. So we conducted few outreach programs there. Outreach program basically to gather a few friends and then call them in a common place and then do programs. So there, after outreach program, no activity after that. So there should be some follow-up. So these things were not happening properly. So our Shiksha Guru, in charge of the yatra, he said, no, two devotees should go door to door, knock the doors and call them for programs. Ask them whether they are interested in attending the programs. So two of us went. We have different doors. This is a Muslim country, the preaching is prohibited openly. So we used to go and see the door. In some doors, in the entrance of the doors, there will be some marks, special marks will be there. Some Chandan mark will be there. In some places, some Vibhuti mark will be there. In some places, some Swastika mark will be there. So different marks will be there. Some places, horseshoe will be there. In some houses, horseshoe they would have kept in the entrance as auspiciousness. In some places, we will see the Holy Cross. In some places, we will see the crescent moon. So that indicates the followers of different religions and things like that. So we thought, okay, let's go for more safe alternatives. So we go and knock the door where the chandans are there. So we go and knock. Then some people will bang the door back, hey, go away. You don't have anything. Because they are scared. So some people will invite us and then come. We'll take the contacts. Sometimes we fall at their feet. Oh, Prabhu, please come for programs. Then they'll say, yes, we'll come. Then one time they'll come, second time they'll come. Again we have to follow up. So like this, slowly devotees come for Krishna conscious programs. And in another case, another example is that a lot of children programs are carried out. So children come and learn Bhagavad Gita shlokas, Bhagavatam shlokas. They hear Krishna Leela stories, Chaitanya Leela stories. And then they go home and they ask questions to their parents. And their parents, they come here. Oh, Prabhu Mataji, what you are teaching? I do not know anything. Please tell us so that I can teach my children. So like that, the parents also come for Krishna conscious programs. I know one Mataji, she is a very senior devotee in our congregation. She goes to marketplace and then she finds some Matajis around in the market buying vegetables. She just casually goes and talks to her and then see, we have this program, that why don't you come? So like that. So we devotees see the opportunity how to give this Krishna consciousness, how to attract people in some way or the other. So during our training programs, it was told three things are very important. One is contact. We have to contact. Keep constantly in touch with the devotees. Keep on reminding them. Keep on following up with them. That is contact. Then second point is care. We have to, genuinely we have to care for them. If they fall sick or if there are any functions in their house, their birthdays, the children's birthdays, their wedding days, keep approaching them and then find some opportunity to be in touch with them, to engage with them, to go shopping with them, to go picnic with them. So we become one of their family members. So they develop that love and trust in us. Then after that, it becomes very easy. And then one is contact, care, and then cultivation. So cultivation is very important. Constantly being in touch with them, educate them, train them. So through this process, one slowly comes up to the path of becoming stable in devotional service to Krishna. So these are few things. I'm sure all of you know many, many more techniques of engaging devotees in different services. So we have to keep finding these opportunities, because it is, anyone can be approached, because Krishna consciousness is dormant in everybody. So a small spark will ignite that and they will awaken, and then in very short time they will overtake us also in devotional service. So it's not about comparing, oh, he is junior, now he has become senior. No, that is not the mood. Because we all have left our Krishna consciousness at some point in our previous lives, and then we have to start somewhere. And then once we start, if we were in the advanced stage in the previous life, then it will continue from where we left, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, little advancement on this path can protect us from the most dangerous type of fear. What is that verse? Neha bikramanashosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. So it can protect us from the most dangerous type of fear. A little advancement, because that's permanent. There is no temporary business in devotional service. Whatever little bit we do, it is permanently registered against our name. There is no loss or diminution in this endeavor. We do CA, ISWA, software engineering, this, that, so many things we do, but that ends at the end of this life itself. And that calls for 100% success. Unless 100% success is achieved, we can't get the full benefit out of that. But whereas in the practice of Krishna consciousness, even very little thing we do, so that is our duty to facilitate some little bit of Krishna consciousness each individual is engaging. Somehow we have to keep our children's name some Krishna conscious names. So when they go to school, the teachers will call, the friends will call Krishna, Rama, Narayana. We know the story of Ajamil, how he got the special benefit by calling his son, although he didn't have the intention. So in the course of the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, so a discussion was there. So some Mlechas and Yavanas are saying, Haram, Haram, Haram. So they get the benefit. Although it is coming under the Namabas category, but still they get the benefit of chanting the holy names of the Lord. By that process, by slowly accumulating this benefits, they come to the path of devotional service. Because for bhakti, there is no root cause. The root cause of bhakti is only bhakti or the mercy of the Vaishnavas. That is not that, oh, I'll do a lot of punya karma, then I'll get bhakti. No. So bhakti's root cause is by ajnana sukriti, we conduct in some places, many places we conduct this ratayatras. So many souls watch the ratayatra with faith, without faith, with intention, without intention. The moment they take the glimpse of the beautiful face of Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadramai, immediately sukriti develops in their heart, and slowly they come to the stage of practicing devotional service. And our duty is to ignite that spark, provide, facilitate these set of activities, so that everybody can come to that point of taking up to devotional service. That's why we all engage in different activities. We have to be very creative. Nowadays, within the modern ultra technology world, technology is going very fast. So devotees are finding ways and means how to use the technology to spread Krishna consciousness. So once a reporter asked Prabhupada, "Oh, you are a sannyasi, why are you using airplane? You should be sitting in a place and do tapasya." So Prabhupada was replying, "You are all going at great speed in material life." This is not the exact words, I'm just narrating the capsule of that. "So you are all going very fast in your advancement in the material life. I also have to catch speed with you, so I am traveling in the plane and giving you Krishna consciousness," something like that he said. So here the technology is advancing very fast. So we have so many gadgets now. Previously there was no mobile phone. And then came mobile phone, so and people were passing messages, Hare Krishna, this, that and all. Then came, what's that, WhatsApp. Everybody has WhatsApp. If two individuals are sitting across the table, they don't talk to each other. They are all busy in WhatsApp. Even in the meetings, meeting is there with amongst five, six people, but at least three of them are busy in their mobile phone. So that's the advancement of this thing. Now we can, Prime Minister of India can send one message and so many millions of people can read that message in no time. So our devotees have started using that to spread beautiful messages in WhatsApp groups. Now like WhatsApp, we have so many different apps like Telegram, WhatsApp, this, that, so many things are there. So our devotees are more intelligent generally. So they use these things to load short video clips, beautiful pictures of deity darshans and short lectures, messages, beautiful messages of Srila Prabhupada, daily quotes, all these things we saw. So everybody gets benefited by these things. So because nobody has time to read all these things, all these elaborate scriptures, nobody has time. So by reading these small snippets here and there, they get some inspiration. Somewhere down the line, they'll take up to Krishna consciousness. So finally, here, Srila Prabhupada concludes the purport by quoting the verse, "Boktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhurdam sarva bhutanam nyatva mam shantim ritchati." How to attain peace? This is a peace formula verse in Bhagavad Gita. In purport, Prabhupada mentions this as a peace formula verse. So here, it is mentioned three things. One, we all should realize and act so that we remain peaceful throughout our life. What is the first one? First one is Boktaram. Boktaram, who is the Bokta? The ultimate enjoyer. For whatever activities we do, all the austerities and sacrifices we perform, the ultimate enjoyer is Krishna. And second point is, we all should remember that he is the ultimate proprietor. We don't own anything at all. We are just here like a tenant. Ultimate owner. We may think, "Oh, I have 12 bigas of land, 10 katas of land here, 2 katas land, this house is mine," so many things. But these are all temporary things. Only Lord Krishna owns everything. Sarva loka maheshwaram, Maha Ishwar of all the lokas. And Suhurdam is the best friend and well-wisher. So we all can participate in this becoming a friend and well-wisher of the devotees of the Lord by giving this Krishna consciousness to everybody. So going back to the Sarva Loka Maheshwaran proprietor thing, I just wanted to tell a small story and then finalize. There was a king who was very, very attached and was very proud that he can do anything in his life. Because he has a lot of wealth, obviously. If somebody has more wealth, then they have that this thing, "I can do anything. I can just like that, I can get everything in life." So one, the sage of the country, he was thinking, he was a little worried. Why this king is feeling like this? I have to help him. That's the duty of the sage, to help the king if he is not going in the right direction. So the sage came to the king and said, "Oh my dear king, I had a very bad dream yesterday." So the king asked, "What happened? What type of dream you had?" So the sage said,
I had a very bad dream that you are leaving this body and moving away from this material world.
Then, oh my God, what type of dream you had?
So sad, so sad. What do I do now? So the sage said, oh, don't worry, don't worry. You are only going to heavenly planets. You can enjoy more there. Then the king said, oh, thank you so much. For a moment you have put me in so much of anxiety. If I am going to heaven, I am happy. Then sage said, no, there is one small problem in that. What is the problem in heaven? I thought in heaven everybody is very happy. What is the problem there? Oh, in heaven there are a lot of mosquitoes.
Oh, I am very allergic to mosquitoes. That's why I keep at least 10 servants to drive away the mosquitoes. How can I lead my life happily in the heavenly planets? Because a lot of mosquitoes are there.
Then says, no, I found an alternative for that.
What is the alternative?
So you have to have a mosquito net. Then you will not be affected by these mosquitoes. Then the king said, oh, thank you very much. If not for you, what I would have done? Thank you so much, my dear sage. Then the sage said, no, there is one more small problem.
What is the problem?
There are a lot of holes in this mosquito net.
Then he said, oh my God.
Holes means all the mosquitoes will come through the holes. Nowadays mosquitoes are very intelligent. So what do I do?
Then he said, don't worry.
Do you know stitching? He asked. The sage asked the king. The king said, yes, I know stitching because I learnt it in my Gurukul days, in my childhood days, I learnt all these things.
I said, okay.
Then when you leave in a few days, you carry a small needle with you. Okay?
You carry a small needle with you and then when you go there, you can quickly stitch and then enjoy a happy life. Then he said, oh, what a wonderful idea. Oh, my dear sage, you are brilliant. Nobody can be like you. What a simple ideas you have given. I can become so happy all the time.
Thank you very much. Then the sage left. The king was sitting and thinking about that entire discussion. So while he was thinking about the entire discussion,
then he thought, hey Baba, when I die, how can I carry a needle? Then he got a flash in his mind. What for I am living here? All these kingdoms, so many servants. I can't carry a small needle with me when I leave this body. What type of life is this? Why am I attached so much? Then he got that realization. Because he cannot take even a single needle when he leaves this body.
So that's how the sage has imparted this important knowledge unto the king. So two things coming out of this is, one is we don't even own a small pin or a needle in this world. And the second thing is we always should be in the midst of such well-wishers who can awaken us. When even if we go into dormant stage, if we go into ignorance, maya, then we have to be awakened every now and then. We need somebody to goad us. Oh Prabhu, oh Mataji, please don't do like this, like that. We should give that authority to others. Please help me. Please correct me if I am wrong. Because devotees generally will say, oh, it's Vaishnava Prad to point fingers, point mistakes at others. So we should be open enough. Oh, please correct me if I am wrong. That's for our own good. So we should give that authority to others so that others can correct and then we can be more benefited by practicing Krishna consciousness without any hurdles. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If you have comments or questions, if I know the answers for these questions, definitely I will share the answers. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhu, you mentioned about offenses and also about Swalpam Apyasya Dharmasya. So, I have encountered some people posing this kind of a question. The path of devotional service is simple, but it's not easy. And at the same time, the Shastras say that even a little advancement will protect us. But then we may make advancement, we make offenses, and then it leads to serious problems. So could you put that in proper perspective of how a person can keep making advancement? Aparadhas may happen, but you know, how they should not lose hope?
Sure.
Actually, devotional service is very simple. If we keep that at a simple level, at any stage of life it is simple. But as we advance in devotional service more and more, the responsibilities of the devotees are increasing. So devotees become open. They open their life for so many people to... I'm just telling from my experience all these things. I may be right, I may be wrong. So when devotees open their life for everybody to see, then our slate, the heart becomes more and more clean, clean, clean through the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. And then it becomes visible only the black spots. In the initial stages, everything is black, only few spots of white are there. Not everybody is worried too much about it because, okay, millions of people have this, or he also has this, no problem. The moment we come to the point of advancement in devotional service, there is a tendency to look at, because most of our heart is white and few black spots are still there. So the tendency is to look into that black spot. So we, as practicing devotees, we take that as an opportunity to see how we can overcome that. We may be criticized by so many devotees around, or we may see that we have so many anarthas still with us. That's a good point we should have. We should always think, yes, we have anarthas, we have to improve. We should not come to the point, oh, I have reached perfection while living in this material world. So we have to keep on improving. If somebody is saying, yes, Prabhu, you are doing something wrong, you have to fall at his feet and thank him. You should keep that person always by our side, because he is telling certain things for our own good. So you should keep that person. Some people always, oh, Prabhu, you are a wonderful devotee. You are wearing nice tilak, nice kurta, nice turban, this, that, and all. Sorry. So that can be there, but we have to see what benefit it brings us. The moment he says you are wearing nice kurta, beautiful tilak, immediately we'll say, wow, I have become a pure devotee. When we think like that, then it's a problem for us. These are not the lakshana of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service, lakshana is totally different. Anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karma dhyana avritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. That is the lakshana of a pure devotee. So so we have to keep such people by our side. So there will be a lot of impediments as we advance in devotional service. We have different stages, starting from Shraddha to Prema. So many stages are there. In each stage we have to go through so many impediments, so many challenges is there. Even at the Bhava stage, there is a possibility that we can come down. Rupa Goswami says in the Nectar of Devotion, even in the middle of the desert, in a dry bamboo, inside that there could be poisonous snake. So in our heart, we may think we are all advanced, but still we have a lot of anarthas. So we should always be humble, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in his third verse, Srinada Pisunichena, Tarora Pisahishnana, Amanina Manadina, Kirtaniya Sadhana. We have to keep these things always in our mind, that we should not expect respect from others and we should give all respects to others. Then when we conduct ourselves in such a mood, then even somebody criticizes us, we will be able to take it in the correct perspective. That, from that angle of vision, it becomes very easy. The moment we take, who are you to tell me this, then it becomes, devotional service becomes very difficult. That's my very simple understanding from Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, thank you for the very nice class. There were many good points you said, like you were explaining about the bhakti, it comes only from bhakti, and paying attention to the small details like giving Krishna conscious names to children. There was one thing I was very skeptical about. In the care part, you were mentioning like we show our care for those whom we are preaching to. You gave some practical examples like going to shopping with them, going to picnics. Usually like when we, it's not, usually it is seen that it is not necessary to go to the, like go to, like be one of those whom we are preaching to preach to them. So many times it is seen that the preachers in the matter of like making others favorable to us, to Krishna conscious, Krishna consciousness, they end up following the activities of outside people. And then that's the devotees we get. And also many times when we preach repeatedly, like we can do activities, like we go to such an extent to make them devotees, a general faith becomes in the preachers that we have to do this. Otherwise we cannot make devotees. I'm sure you had something specific to mention, not like we do whatever activities they are doing, but I'm just saying, like, could you explain more about this?
Sure. See, there are very, very good point, a very valid point. Probably I've missed it during the course of my session today. There are two things. One is giving association, another one is taking association. So as devotees, we should always know how to give association. We can even go to with them for shopping, but we have to, while going in the shopping also, we should see how to give association to the devotees. We should not get dragged. So we have to stabilize ourselves in devotional service properly. For example, Prabhupada often quotes about an analogy, a drowning man, a person who is not a good swimmer, he cannot go for another person to help the drowning man. Because he himself doesn't know swimming, how can he save the other person? So one should become strong in devotional service, steady in devotional service, before he should know his limits, where to cross this thing. I can extend, I can pull myself back also. So those areas, each individual should know their limitations. That can be known by constantly being in touch with the senior devotees. Whether we have to keep on updating our activities, we have to give a preaching report to our senior devotees, tell them this is what I did, this is what I did. Sometimes we may, out of over enthusiasm, we may go beyond our areas of our capabilities. So we every week basis, on a daily basis, where whatever is practical, we have to keep updating our seniors. Then our seniors know how much we are capable of in devotional service and how much we can extend ourselves, so they can keep the checks and balances. That's why it is very important, we, when we are practicing devotional service, when we are leading a life of devotional service, we should keep ourselves open for our seniors to guide them. If we keep ourselves closed, then it is very difficult for others to guide us. So we have to give that authority to few well-wishers who has genuine interest in us. So through that process, they can guide us. They know what is our limit. They can put, okay, you go only to this extent. After that, you don't go, something like that. So that practice is very important. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for class. When you mentioned about Bhakti Vriksha programs, I just remembered one story of how, like, we have one a devotee of my dad's, and then he's been chanting since like 80s. He's been chanting Maha Mantra and everything, but he's a little afraid to take up devotional service seriously. Like he doesn't take up like Pancharatrik or Vedic, none of that. Like he even doesn't really associate with devotees, even though he chanted for many, many, many years. But he just doesn't do it because he says that he's afraid that if he takes up devotional service seriously, Krishna will take away everything from him. And this is his, like, he honestly expressed it. Like, I've been witnessing that. So what would you suggest to do when, like, because he's been a part of the movement, like, in some way, but then he's in elderly age as well. So, like, how would you preach to him? I just wanted to ask, because we were speaking about, like, outreach programs, how to reach such category of our congregation.
If I understand you right, because I was a little lost when you were talking, if I understand you right, your point is a devotee attending a program for 8 years, associating with 8 years, right? Sir? 1980s, okay. In 1980s, and he or she was afraid of losing things, right? Or can you put it in
a... He said that Krishna takes away everything, like if you really surrender to him, and he's very much attached to his family and to his, like, he lives in Kazakhstan.
Yeah, it depends on case to case. We can always refer to Is that a temple or a congregation or how is it?
He lives in the house, but he was like a member of a congregation.
Yeah. See here, this case to case it is differs. We have to go into the details of this case in order to explain. But in a nutshell, if you are to see, we have many acharyas who are grihasthas, who had led their life and they were happy in Krishna consciousness, at the same time taking care of the family, welfare. So the whole objective is to lead a life of Krishna consciousness. See, our life and devotional service are non-different. That we should understand. Our life is devotional service. The moment we differentiate, life is different, devotional service is different, oh my material life is different, devotional life is different, then there is a problem. Because we can't have our legs in two different boats. We have to travel in one boat. So we have to see how to dovetail all our activities in Krishna consciousness. Not that all devotees have become paupers and then they are living in the streets or in the mercy of some temples and things like that. No, there are many devotees who are independent and still practicing Krishna consciousness. They are very rich, wealthy, still they are practicing Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is not about giving away things. Krishna consciousness is about having Krishna in the center of our activities. Right? It is not about detachment, it is about attachment to Krishna. Again, I go back to that 11th canto verse where it is mentioned, by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, how automatically detachment takes place. Detachment takes place automatically by catching hold of the lotus feet of Krishna. So it is not by attachment, not by special endeavors for detachment. So by constantly being attached to Krishna's lotus feet, one can, that intelligence Krishna gives when one is sincere. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Dadhami buddhi yogam tam yenamampai. Krishna is the one who gives that intelligence. Right? Krishna is the one who gives the intelligence. So by constantly practicing and explaining about things, we can show different examples of very wonderful devotees around the world who are in grihastha ashrama, who are still having their own property, this, that and all. But how they are engaging all these things in Krishna's service. Maharaja Parikshit was emperor of the whole world, but still he was not attached to it because he is using everything. He understands really whom it belongs to. As long as we do not know whom it belongs to, if we all think that we are the owner, then we always have this problem. So again, the fundamental weakness is we are attaching. We are in ignorance about the fact that Krishna is the Sarva Loka Maha Ishwar. He is the proprietor of everything. We are here only as tenants. That particular knowledge is really need to be nailed in each and everyone's heart. So that we always realize, yes, we have these facilities, but we can get out of that anytime. We have these positions, but we can get out of this anytime. But still, whatever be our external condition, our objective should be to remain in Krishna's service. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavatam Granth Raj ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.